Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good evening. This is L.A. Steele. Tonight, I wasn't really certain what I was kind of planning here. I thought about it a while, and I've been studying a number of different books recently, and one that I just completed, it's called The Bringers of the Dawn. I think I touched on that, not sure if I touched on it last week or the week before, when I read about it, or when I read it. It was called The Teachings of the Pleiadians. And it's a book channeled as well, Barbara Marciniak, and I'm pretty sure that I touched on this last week. I just have to double-check. I'm sorry to... should have done this earlier, but I... let's see. I think we did this about 2 weeks ago. No, it was just last week, yeah, that I was reading Bringers of the Dawn. And I think it's a rather fascinating book, and I'm going to continue reading this. Because we touched on it. I read a few chapters. And what the book is about, for those of you who haven't reviewed the last week's show, it's a channeled text. It's channeled writings from the Pleiadians. And it gets a little weird. If you're not familiar with channeled writings, but it's more of a call to the Pleiadians here on Earth, a call to enlightenment, a call to understanding that there are people here on Earth that are here for a purpose, for a reason, other than one that we just decide on. I'm reluctant to go into an explanation on this, and the reason I'm reluctant is because it's something that has to strike you as a listener. It's not something that I can validate, right? I can't validate these works as channel texts from Pleiadians. All I can say is that in reading these works, reading this book, if you're meant to have a connection to it, you will. If you're not, then of course it will mean nothing to you. But for those of you who have studied channel text before and are familiar with the medium who's doing the channeling, you understand that the channel can often be tainted. And I shouldn't, that's probably not a good word, tainted, but interpreted in a particular style of writing that lends itself only to that author, and not so much to the to the style of the author. Some are grandiose and others are more humble, and some are translucent and some are extremely transparent. So you have to adjust yourself to that and leave yourself open to these words that they speak. And for some reason, and it's important that we understand that we as people, and we all know this, that we as human beings are undergoing a continual evolution, and we were It could last 20 years, and even in the last 10 years, but this book was written in 1992, and kind of prophesying and speaking to people now and in the 20 years span that this was done. She first started channeling these works in 1988, according to her profile. But for some reason, they compiled this. And the multidimensional merge. This is this is chapter 7 of the book, and I know I'm skipping it, but for some reason, with books like this, you feel like you must. You either must read each chapter individually, or, but in the case of us, where we're I'm trying to bring you this new and remarkable voice, I thought it'd be interesting to start here and understanding what's happening
to us and why.
And it's called the multidimensional merge. You benefit by participating in the event of life. By simply being in physicality, you are endowed with the experiences and characteristics that you consider cannot gather anywhere else. To be part of physicality on Earth, and at this particular time, and during the last 200 to 300,000 years, is a very potent event indeed, because it means that you have come to a place where darkness has been reigning. You have had to struggle to open your eyes in any capacity and to recognize joy and upliftment. If you think back over modern history, you will find that it has been a rare event indeed for people who have had uplifting lives. Therefore, you must birth upliftment for yourself, and you must convince yourself that you can do it. Now, the preface to this essentially is that they recognize that those who would be reading this or listening to this with any intensity or any interest are essentially Pleiadians. Okay, and being one, you will automatically respond to these words and to these instructions, if you will, that on how to awaken yourself to the total knowledge of who you are and why your purpose on Earth and so on. And I'm not reading this as a plebeian. I'm reading this as a narrator, and that narration is the narration of a spiritual work that was a medium's channeled work. So, taking this with a grain of salt, in that we are where I'm going with this, I don't even know. I'm just going with the flow on this. I can't read all the book on the air. I won't do it because it's too it's far too involved, and it took me quite some time to read this book, several weeks in fact, the book, because I had to digest so each chapter and think about it and make notes on it and try to understand what the correlation of its meaning meant to me, personally, and if I personally could recognize any semblance of a Pleiadian existence within my own existence, right? And unfortunately, I say this because I'm not certain how else to interpret it. But unfortunately, I found myself becoming quite involved with this work in the sense that it was almost speaking to me in such a great, powerful, voice of understanding. I mean, I understood what they were saying. I identified with what they were saying, and I saw in my life, my own life, personal life, and I see in my past how all of this comes together and why I need to why this fell in my hands and why I read it. It's all synchronicity in the sense that you, if you're looking for truth, if you're looking for understanding, of a specific subject matter, you as you seek, it all comes to you. You're attracted. It's all attracted to you, and what you need to see and what you need to find, you will find. It becomes part of your knowledge bank, if you will. And as we progress in our evolutionary cycle toward perfection, if it will, or toward, and I've talked about this before, as we our souls migrate towards the ascension consciousness and the Christ consciousness that follows, then we shed all of our earthly lives, basically. We shed our third dimensional consciousness, and we find ourselves merging into a multidimensional consciousness, okay, upon this, and understanding that we live in simultaneous universes, or dimensions. We're here now and there tomorrow, and I mean, if you want to actually think about it, anybody who's listening to this program right now we're transcending space and time through the technology of this internet process, and you are even listening to this possibly after it was recorded. So it's being recorded at 8:14 right now, Eastern Standard Time, 8:14 p.m. So that could translate to you for any time at all that you decide to tune into the archives or the show. So the connection that I'm making here with you tonight, with the listener, is one that I believe is especially tonight's program, is one that is intended for your ear, intended for you to hear. So in other words, whoever out there is listening to this program right now, it wasn't random. It wasn't a random thing that brought you here. It was a synchronicity, a linking up of like minds. And that is exactly what this book is stating that all must do. We must prepare one another for the ascension of our consciousness to ascend to a fourth dimensional state. So we no longer are, the third dimensional existence is falling apart. We're seeing it. We're seeing the earth fall apart. We're seeing this, the political and economics systems falling apart. We're seeing everything we trusted and believed to be real becoming unreal, and becoming falsehood, and becoming something different. Even science is changing and finding things that that we thought were absolutes are actually not absolutes, and that in quantum physics, in the quantum realities, we jump from one to another. We are not static beings. We are multi-dimensional beings, and that multi-dimensional aspect of ourselves is now beginning to merge. In the last 20 years, has been merging, until we are finding each other and discovering more information and being oddly enough being open to hierarchical influences. And we talked about this at a great deal in the Agni Yogi series and the Book of Hierarchy, which explains that hierarchical aspect of our existence and how these messages are transmitted through the ether to us, okay, and to us who are prepared to accept that. And since the Palladians are a race of people that occupy the fourth dimension, well, I shouldn't say occupy, I should say are occupants of the fourth dimension. They are the long-established fourth dimensioners, or 4Ders, if you will, who have been around for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, and have evolved into a higher intelligence and a higher race of being, and have elevated their own selves to higher dimensions, to the fifth and sixth and beyond seventh dimensions. And they've derived some remarkable knowledge of the human and universal existence. And for that, they need to, they are obligated. And I say this, that we are all obligated. We do not always live up to our obligations, but we are obligated as individuals and as spiritual individuals we're obligated to desire a greater world, a greater good, a greater spiritual awakening, and a greater spiritual awareness. Now, if we do not accept this premise, then we are atheistic and we are, you know, nihilistic. Essentially, if you have no higher aspiration than being human in its barest sense, then, you know, you have no... your outlook is rather grim, as well as your longevity is rather will be stunted. So if we become animals and live on the lower level, lower dimensions, we take on that element and it becomes who we are. And rather than we becoming who we want to be, we are taken over by a lower level vibration and sink to levels that are not becoming of the human species. More tolerant in the lower species, in the animal species. So, what I'm getting at is, as I read this this particular chapter on multidimensional merge, I hope that I didn't confuse you more. But I'm going to continue. The nature of existence on Earth has been a struggle between light and darkness for many eons. Some would call it a struggle between good and bad, or upliftment and evil. We will simply say that it is an event and place where certain laws and rules exist, and that Earth is certainly not the only place in existence that deals with these kinds of challenges. You are unique in that the biogenic structure you operate within has much greater capability than you have ever dreamed of. It is so interesting to watch you perform when these struggles, because you have been convinced that you can utilize only a small percentage of your potential. In actuality, you are grand creatures designed in the image of gods, even gifted with this incredible potential. You have been controlled to such an extent that the potential has been denied its own existence. Most people use only 3-4% of their capabilities. Those who are more advanced may use 12-15% of their capabilities. Where does that leave most people? Where is the other 80 or 90% that can? What can that 90% of capabilities do? That 90% is awakening now, and the ancient eyes are going to begin to remember and see what the self is capable of being. When the ancient eyes are open and you recognize your true potential, you will stop arguing with yourselves. You will stop arguing for limitations and will begin to move beyond the things that you insist on using to hold yourselves back. In ancient Egypt, it took many lifetimes for the initiates trained in the priesthood to completely open their eyes to other realities. They were trained to reincarnate into certain families and to remember who they were. Mothers and fathers understood who they would be birthing because they would dream of it. They would know who was coming into their bodies before they even moved into conception. The eyes were much more open then and could see into many different realities. They were called the eyes of Horus because they could look into many different worlds. And the worlds of awakening and the world of sleeping, the world of death and the world of dreaming. You who are wanting to open your ancient eyes and who are the masters awakening have experienced training in many other lifetimes. It is now your time to integrate this training into a body and into a system that has nothing to do with temple life, into something that is not waiting to give you a piece for your abilities. You are renegades, so your society is not waiting for you to bring your gifts forward, as it was in ancient Egypt. There is no place to put these talents to work within officialdom, no sect within society. This is not how you were living yet, so you will go at the pace that the body and soul and mind deem appropriate for the use of your talents. Do not chastise yourself for not accelerating at the rate that your ego deems appropriate. The ego has eyes that see one part of yourself. The soul of the eye of Horus that look through you has a completely different vision of what is appropriate. Knowing your needs, your constitution, your blueprint, you will operate at a pace that will keep you intact. Mental institutions are filled with people who opened the ancient eyes and couldn't make sense of it or figure it out. They cannot find their home station. Without a place to plug into, the delicate balance of the nervous system is upset. You are rapidly developing your nervous systems, and there are ways to recognize it. Even every once in a while, you are able to catch the pulsation that takes you out of physical reality as you know it, out of the frequency that is third-dimensional identity. You are then able to move into another vibration and see, feel, and recognize that something out of the ordinary, something extraordinary is going on. It is usually then that denial comes in, because if the logical mind can't explain what is happening or get a grip on it, you deny the experience or block the memory of it. It is best if you stay in your intuition, if you rely on what you feel, and even though it may not make logical sense, operate with trust. Impatience is a trap for many of you because you feel you need to move somewhere. Don't deny the virtues of the turtle who moves very slowly and stops to go inside and contemplate and is close to the ground and sees very well. When you desire an acceleration in this opening of the ancient eyes, state your commitment. Thought is, thought creates. If your thought is that you wish to move into an acceleration with the greatest growth and ability, that is what you will do. And when you doubt, that doubt is a thought too, and it will create itself. When doubts occur, it stops the expansion process because you deny the subtlety of what is coming to you. You are in the decade that we have had labeled the unnamed decade. The 1990s. Again, remember, this book was written in 1992. It is during this time that all the great events are going to begin to occur upon Earth. And many events have already been occurring, but they have been sequestered away in little compartmentalizations of officialdom. The officialdom is now outgrowing its own outfit and can no longer fit within its boundaries because it does not hold reality as it truly is evolving. Those of you who are ancients, who are the masters awakening as you awaken, we want you to be able to see out of the ancient eyes and to awaken something that you know, something that you remember, something that is deep inside. You are going to need to trust yourself and rely upon yourself. You need to be able to see, to understand what you are seeing, and to translate the grander vision for others. You will come to an understanding or a vast implosion of consciousness that will move you to know who you are or who you have always been. It is up to you and only you to undo the locks and allow yourselves to go forward. We have spoken about your beliefs and the importance of thought. We emphasize over and over again that you are a result of thought, and thought is, and that this is the essence of understanding, manipulating, and working within your world. When you begin to take this process from the intellect and put it inside the body, and when you begin to commit to live your life this way, then the ancient eyes will really begin to see. As you begin to view your soul's history, your identity is in this particular body, the I may seem to be very insignificant. You had a magnificent essence expressed on this planet in very ancient times, and there is so much more going on than you can presently perceive. It is as if the essence is a book 3 feet thick, and you are on the first, and you are the first couple of pages on this planet with the awakening of the new age. You are going to go through this whole book in your lifetimes. Fascinating, huh? As you compute all of this information, the story will flood into your consciousness as you begin to drop the boundaries of where you think you and civilization existed and came from. And as you begin to disassemble your identity, cherish, honor, and love the variety of identities that you are, or that are you. And do not feel that any of them are insignificant. Honor each one, whether you are picking strawberries in a field or looking for cigarette butts on the street corners. Allow the aspect of self that carries the primordial fire to express itself through you. You can still be the I when it is appropriate to be the I. Then when the vastness of energy wishes to utilize your physical vehicle as part of the plan to affect reality, the I is not annihilated. Instead, the I is incorporated, and this is becoming multidimensional. This is being able to move. You each know that you are here in a time sequence that is quite profound. The age that has been written about, whispered about, and spoken about is upon you. It is the age when humanity physically mutates before your eyes and literally turns into something that it was not a short time before. And what do human beings turn into? It is quite simple. Human beings turn into multidimensional beings. This is a big word and a big concept. However, it's something that will be as familiar to you as tying your own shoes. Multidimensional humans are humans that consciously exist in many different places all at once. Humans are mutating or evolving into beings with the ability to flip from one situation to another and to understand the grandness of who they are, that they do not end where their skins end, and human beings do not end where the aura of etheric body ends. They exist in many different realities. This is the age of the multidimensional self, the self who can move with awareness in many different realities, the self who can eventually bilocate and disappear, the self who can move into a fourth-dimensional consciousness, the perceiver, not the thinker. It is the age of the self who understands that the thinking portion of the self is very important, but that it is not to be the CEO of the physical body. It is to be an advisor. Intuition is the avenue that you are now being guided to cultivate to bring about a marriage of consciousness. It is the marriage of the male aspect, which is logical, with the female aspect, which is feeling. It involves bringing them together to become one. It is time to get moving. You are at a very crucial point, and it is time for a huge change, huge leap, a giving up, a releasing, and a letting go. It is time to completely allow light and spirit to move you through your existence, and time to let yourself become one with these multidimensional aspects of self and proportions of self that you have no idea exists. These aspects of self really do exist. They are connected to you and are using you, the standard bearer of your soul, as the vehicle of movement for light in this universe is this time. Those within our group who plotted the probabilities of Prime Creator were correct in much of their time travel and much of their time travel and anticipation. Indeed, Prime Creator is sending a change of vibration to this area of existence, this free will zone of consciousness. The action is taking place here on Earth now. It is starting here at this corner of your galaxy, on the fringes, at this end of the universe. This is a vast experiment, and it is with great excitement and great longing that each of you came to participate in it. Have courage. We cannot emphasize that enough. Have courage and follow your inner guidance and trust yourselves. Call energies into your physical bodies and utilize it. Defy the laws of humanity, because that is what you came here to do. You are renegades, and we are renegades as well. There are those who cannot travel this route of consciousness, and that is fine. It is not an easy route that we move your consciousness through. The route will give you rewards that your soul is after, even though the rewards may come through battles. You are bushwhacking through consciousness, and you will come to a place where the vistas are grand, and you will have complete new options about where to go and both and off this planet. Those who are involved with you will discover that they have new options as well. All of the consciousness drawn to this planet at this time will begin a spark of evolution that will change the universal picture. Right? Now think big. Thinking really big and go for it. You are these multidimensional selves. Many times you have been led to believe that there are other portions of yourself that are much more together than you are, and that know much more than you do. To some extent, that was true, and to some extent, it is still true. However, you will find that in being the standard bearer of your soul, you will begin to activate the data that is stored inside of your body that carries your whole history. How will you know when these other aspects of self begin to throw themselves? This can be very subtle, or it can be like being hit over the head with a 2x4. It simply depends on the self. You may be sitting one day and find all of a sudden that upon blinking your eyes, you are sitting in a different room. That is getting hit over the head with a 2x4. More subtly, you may be walking down the street looking at a window display when suddenly a mannequin or picture or word triggers something inside of you. And for a moment, you drift off and get a clear image of simultaneous identities of yours existing at the same time as you. You will begin to discover aspects of yourself that exist non-physically, or parts of self that exist as beings working in space. you are truly space creatures. The every aspect and every aspect of the soul, soul self, will know of all its at once, know of all of itself at once. You will be aware of all realities as once as you learn to ride the vibrational rate and become fourth dimensional. You will develop this ability by first balancing three or four realities, then five or six, and so on. You are awakening Prime Creator's abilities and will become your Prime Creator. Your Prime Creator's goal in creating this universe and all other universes was to develop itself to such an extent and to have so many multidimensional channels of data open that it, with whose consciousness is in all things, you know, could become aware of itself in all things, aware of every event that all things are involved in, and compute this and not go insane. You are evolving that ability in yourselves. Basically, the part that you are presently going through is the toughest part because you are doubting and wondering if it is really real. And the body says one thing and the mind says another. The body says one thing and the society says another. The knowing is growing, and it is knowing of what is awakening inside of you. You must be committed all the time. When these gifts and abilities begin to be first-hand experiences for you, you must learn to work with them no matter what, and begin to know that you are divinely guided and that all events are drawn to you for your upliftment no matter what kind of upheaval they seem to produce in your life. And ultimately, these events will make you richer. The present situation is like someone dumping barrels full of gold in your backyard, and you say, gosh damn, it's the gold that is wrecking the grass. And you think that the lawn isn't as beautiful as it used to be because of all the gold is being dumped there. And whenever you get an experience, learn to participate in it. Be a full participant in your body, in your physical body. Enjoy it, have a good time with it, and learn how to simultaneously observe your experience, the impact of your experience, the effect your experience has had on other people and yourself, and the results you get from all of your experiences. Then, remember, something of an extraordinary nature comes into being, and you can say to yourself, oh, goody, goody, here it is again. But what can I learn from this? And when you are not having these experiences, begin to fantasize to change of your life, or rather take charge of your life, and act as if you can command or move one of these experiences, and the next time it sneaks up on you. And you can do this in the same way you may do learn with friends to become awake in a dream and command. You not be chased by boogeymen, or to make the bell ring when you are just about to get an F. You must, as individuals and as species, cultivate the kind of belief or intention over all experiences of life. There is a convergence of yourselves about to occur in this planet. The cells that you are going to meet are coming from all over the universe. There are cells that petrify you when you think about them, and shells that you could die of a heart attack looking at. They are shells that are you. And I'm getting a little tired of reading this, so it's a little parched. But I'm going to recommend it again. I think you can pick it up. It might be still available on Amazon.com. It's called The Bringers of the Dawn. Bringers of the Dawn. And you can put up Barbara Marciniak. Marciniak. And I believe I'm going to check out more of her books. I haven't as yet. So she has a number of them out. I think three, if I'm not mistaken. One of her latest channelings, and I would literally like to see possibly read that, because this book kind of leaves you floating in this decade, you know, the 2009-2010 decades, and it tells you what to expect and what you can expect as we progress on this upward path of ascension consciousness. Now, who is entitled to ascend? Well, you know, it's anybody who really wants to ascend. There's no segregation there. There's no separation, except self-segregation. You know, if you really want to remain on the earth, or you can't bear to depart, or you're afraid to. But you don't have to leave your third dimensional existence in order to elevate your consciousness to a fourth dimensional on par with a fourth dimensional character, you know, or entity. But we are. By placing our hats on a coat rack, or by placing things that are ethereal or higher than we are, we're stretching, we're pushing ahead, forging ahead. And it's only that those mountains and those narrow pathways that we understand as initiates in the Great Awakening, that these are the paths that we're walking now, and these are the uncluttered paths, because we are the first to witness ascension, and that'll be an amazing time. It's only supposed to happen in the next couple of years, which is really amazing. But I sense that we will lose people, but people will come back. We'll lose people to this program, but they all might come back. And I don't do this for popularity. I simply do it to inform people who need to be informed, or wish to be informed, I should say, and of where I've been, what studies I'm studying, what books I'm reading. And the reason for that is so that you can enlighten your mind as well at the same time, and we can share these strong thoughts and feelings that I can share with this audience. And you know, and to be any more amused, find any more amusement in the course of a day, I couldn't personally. I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy it fully, and I try to continue to enjoy it. And I do. And for this reason, and this reason alone, I believe there's a fourth dimensional, phase that we're entering into, and that we can all escape to at any time when the going gets rough around here. So that's about it. It's about as far as I want to go tonight. I don't know why. I still have about 15 minutes, but I just get the feeling that I've said enough on this subject. And if you want to check out more, you may. It's called The Bringers of the Dawn. Check it out on Amazon, or check it out in Barnes & Noble or someplace, or your local bookstore, or order it. It's put out by Bear and Company Publishing. And it's called The Bringers of the Dawn. Teachings from the Pleiadians. Skimming through this, I have to remind you that I've read this book thoroughly from one cover to the next, and I'm trying to pick areas up that are extremely important, and possibly I can do that in this one. I'm still in the chapter of the multidimensional merge. States that the 3D world is headed for a collision of dimensions. Not a collision of worlds, a collision of dimensions. And when dimensions are going to come crashing into each other, And some of these dimensions may seem horrifying and very frightening. The initiation always means to move through another reality to conquer it and transmute it, is to be faced with these energies and entities that seemingly are of incredible darkness, and to understand that they are coming to merge with you because they are you. They are part of your multidimensional self, and you are the standard bearer, and you are the light, and dark will come to light. Be very clear when you deal with those things. If you are hesitating about something, do not do it. Be clear. We define light as the promoting, dispensing, and sharing of information, and dark is the controlling and withholding of information. And think about this and feel it. You have come onto this planet with a coded blueprint to carry light and to bring about a huge planetary transformation. You have come to be the standard bearer of your soul and the portion of your soul that is going to lead. The portion of your soul says, I set the face here, and the face is light and information, no more being in the dark. But have you ever known that there are portions of yourself position of yourself that are in the dark and don't know how to find the light except through you? We want the light as well. They want solutions and answers. What you may feel is not exactly the intent of the dark, is the intent of the dark force, but the emotional makeup of the dark force. Okay? Whatever that makes sense. So, in other words, we create what we want. I mean, it's in our minds, it's locked in our minds, and our job is to find ways to release it. You know, release that caged beast, you know, the one that the one that continues, you know, we're going to continue this tomorrow. I'm really kind of quite tired tonight, and I feel I'm trying to cover a very difficult subject, and one that multidimensional realities, multidimensional merge, is something that is being experienced now. That's why so many people are going mad and copping out of life, and can't understand how they can be thinking the thoughts they're thinking or be where they are in time. And these are all strange times. These are all never before happened times when the human consciousness is still catching up, you know, with the rather is not catching up, but is waking up to multidimensional reality and fractal consciousness and fractal and quantum physics and these types of things that have expanded the boundaries of human knowledge and created remarkable scientific documents and articles and videos and, you know, a documented history of the work of the many people who were involved with the deliverance of this rocket. So of the you know, as we get into more of this, we'll talk more about the Merkaba. We'll talk more about the expansion of human consciousness, and we'll talk more about the merging. There's one area too, another aspect that I want to talk about tomorrow night, which is the male-female merge of the male and female energies. Which are now even creating sense that it's creating it on other dimensions, in other dimensions as well. The entire planetary evolution has now reached the level of femininity and the release of femininity from bondage that we've placed on it for the last 5,000 years, where women prior to that were not, were revered, were idolized, were, you know, birth mothers. Whereas today, or rather 5,000 years ago, that all stopped. They became property. They became traded like cattle. They were treated like cattle. I mean, it's just a total abuse of the feminine energy, and which has gotten us into the state that we are now, where a total disregard for human and natural the indigenous animals, you know, as well as humans. So we're on the verge, folks. And if I can do anything this evening, in the last few minutes that I have remaining, it's to emphasize that you must brace yourself for the ultimate evolutionary ride of all time. And as we transcend, I want to refer you all to Ralph Waldo Emerson, the founder of the Transcendentalists, who believed in the ascension consciousness. That man was evolving into a much higher, compassionate, and breathing, living human being, you know, and guided by the proper spirit. And these are the telltale signs of who is being called. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Okay, to come together in a collective place, you know, where everybody is collected and listening and wishing to expand their minds and expand the minds of others. And with that, we will eventually all rise to the level of our anticipation, to the level of our mind's imagination. And there'll be things that you will see and feel and know that you never would have thought possible at home. And I hope I gave you an interesting evening. I noticed myself kind of bantering here a little bit and getting off track. But I wanted to mention to everybody that, again, as a trans medium, you are one who is trying to interpret the work of a medium who channeled something from extraterrestrials and pleiadians, if you will, dwellers of the fourth dimension. And like everything, you know, that takes not only a leap of faith, but a leap of knowledge. This is not something that will be understood by many people, but it will be understood by those who it was meant to impress, or meant to impress upon you who and what you are and the calling that you have and what life is and what death is and how we can meet these intellectual and emotional challenges throughout the remainder of our lives as we venture into multidimensional realities, as our minds start to become transcend through altered states. Could be drug-induced, could be trauma induced, could be whatever induced. However, we will reach those, we collectively will reach a level that we are ready to transcend, and we will understand what the ride is. It will be no different than us taking a bus or a group of people taking a bus trip to you know, a fourth dimension, like we would take a bus trip to a ball game or something. You know, this is what it will be. It will not be a difficult transition. It will be for some who will refuse to accept it and will insist on remaining in their third dimensional, you know, state. But there'll be millions and millions upon millions of people who will ascend at that same time. And then some say October 28th, 2011 marks the beginning, and it could be as late as December 21st, 2012, maybe as well. So there's a time variance there between 11 on Thursday and whatever, 12, you know, midnight. So I'll just let it go at that. And I will refer you to the book again. It's called The Bringers of the Dawn, Teachings of the Palladians, Teaching from the Palladians. And it is a channel text by Barbara Marciniak. And I highly recommend that you try to locate this book. And I want to wish everybody well, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. We will not be on next week, but we will be on the following week with George Dixon. And so we look forward to talking to you then. And good night.